Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. It's kind of toasty. I got news for you. It's close to 90. We got some great stuff headed our way. Julio Rosas is going to be with us from The Blaze. He's the guy who's coming to town just about a week from now for the Virginia Council. He's been doing some amazing reporting. Oh, my gosh, absolutely amazing reporting. I've been asked by the Virginia Council to be part of the program. I'm looking forward to it. Just to help facilitate a discussion with Julio as part of it. It'll be great fun. So that's going to happen at 3:35. Got our pal John Reed's going to join us at 4:35. John picked up some interesting endorsements yesterday, and many of them I'm very happy to see. And one of them actually came from Joe Morrissey. I can't think of a more vile human being than Joe Morrissey. I honest to goodness, I mean, it's the first thing, his endorsement of John Reed, I think, is a very nice thing for John. I mean, it simply shows that John is picking up support all across the political spectrum. John needs Democrats to win. You know that. I know that. He certainly knows that. And so he has been reaching out. Morrissey is weighing in on the Ghazala Hashmi candidacy, simply saying, hey, I worked with her in the Senate. I know what a crazy extremist she is. So, look, take it for what it's worth. Again, how would I describe this? I want to be as nice and as charitable as possible. I personally would not whiz on Joe Morrissey if he were on fire. But, you know, that's me. Other people's mileage may vary. My skin crawls thinking about him. But that being said, I would ask you, as you look at the Democrats for Reed, to kind of look past that one. That's the one the media has seized on, of course, the legacy news media, because even they know that the name Morrissey, and not the good Morrisseys. You know, we got great Morrisseys in Central Virginia. We got Emily Morrissey, for goodness sakes, from emilysbracelets.com. Do we love anybody named Morrissey more than Emily Morrissey? I don't think so. It'd be tough. Now she's got some great family now. Her brother PJ, I mean, we love him. But do we love PJ as much as Emily? I don't know. Her mom and dad, Dan and Kristen, great people, love them. They're part of our family. But really, do we love Dan and Kristen Morrissey as much as Emily? I don't know. But those are the good Morrisseys. Then you got the other one, who used to be the senator. All of that being said, gang, I know the legacy media is hanging their hat on that one. They're going to beat that one into the ground. They already started. And you know, if you've spent any time with me, exactly how I feel about Joe Morrissey and his legacy. Right? And I just reminded you a little bit. So that's all I'm going to say about that, because when I talk with John, I do want to talk about the endorsements from Democrats. But I'm telling you right now, there's some pretty major Democrats who are on board with John Reed because they know just what a lunatic Ghazala Hashmi is. So we'll talk about that at 4:30. We got Mike Dickinson, our citizen journalist, citizen reporter, joining us at 5:30 as well. I did hear just a couple of moments ago this idea pitched for gun-free zones, right? Shaco Bottom, Jeff, we got a lot of violence down there. We got a lot of gun violence. So what we're going to do is going to have a gun-free zone. Uh-huh. What does that mean exactly? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It means you're going to put up at city taxpayer expense a couple of signs somewhere through the bottom that say, this is a gun-free zone. Uh-huh. How many criminals do you think are going to look at that sign and go, oh, man. Oh, gosh. Here I was. I was headed out tonight. I got a piece of equipment with me, and I was going to victimize some people, but oh man, I just read one of those signs that Dr. Donnie Avuli ordered erected, so I'm going to turn around now. I'm going to walk home. Do I have enough time to steal a car? No. Oh, well, if I steal a car in the bottom, but I don't want to use my gun because the sign right there says it's a gun-free zone. I can't do that. How many criminals you think are going to sign on to that? That's just moronic. It really is. It really is. All that gun-free zones create are victim locations. And I did hear Chief Rick Edwards, and you know, I think the world of Rick Edwards. I really do. I think he's just a cop's cop and a decent guy through and through. And I know he's in a tough situation. You are the chief of the police department for the city of Richmond. You're dealing with a wide variety of issues and a wide variety of agendas on any daily basis. But when he talks about apparently, perhaps, his support for one of these so-called gun-free zones, he talks about Times Square and he says, oh, you know, even people who have carry permits don't carry guns in these areas. Well, the people who have carry permits don't carry guns in those areas because they are, in fact, law-abiding citizens, as evidenced by the fact that they have been issued a carry permit. They already follow the law. And I got news for you. What you want in some of these areas are law-abiding citizens who have carry permits. Would I personally go to the bottom if it were declared to be a gun-free zone? Hell no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Would I go to the bottom now knowing that I can carry? Well, I suppose if there was something there that I really, really, really wanted to do, or Heidi really, really, really wanted to do, but that's the only way I would go. Am I going in there unarmed, sitting duck, victim status? No. No. I'm sorry. Forget it. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. No. I got to protect myself. I got to protect my family. So I just think that's a ridiculous idea. Absolutely absurd. Oh, one other thing I got to mention, and then we're going to deal with the sort of return of that Jimmy Kimmel character. I am looking at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. A number of people saying, hey, there is no legitimacy to this idea that, quote, both sides need to tone down the rhetoric. I don't know exactly who it was that said it or when they said it, but I totally agree with you. I completely and totally agree with you. We just had another shooting situation, another criminal situation, another murder take place down in Dallas, Texas. Obviously, indications are committed by someone who is not a fan of law enforcement. People, for whatever reason, have taken to writing messages on shells, on bullets, the casings. These apparently contained words that were, quote, anti-ICE. That's the report I just saw. Now, it could be that somebody wrote in there in an effort to misdirect somebody, but when you take a look at that, you probably have some idea what that person is thinking and what their motivation would be. And we do hear this, see this, on a regular basis from the left. And there is an effort by those on the left to engage in this moral equivalency deflection. Well, you know, Jeff, both sides have to turn it down. Turn down the rhetoric. Okay, well, I would ask you to show me an example where somebody on the right has engaged in this behavior. I haven't seen it. Now, how do I know that this is the organized effort on the part of the left? Because I heard it from two people yesterday who both are just basic left-of-center folks, and they both said it in exactly the same way. And so it was clear to me this is going to be the effort now on the part of the left. That you have to believe, or you should believe, or you're told to believe, well, both sides are doing this. And the reality is both sides are not doing this. I have to be honest. Not everybody has to be honest, I suppose. But I am at a point, again, in my life where, I got to tell you what's going on. I'm not lying for anybody at this point. That's just not going to happen. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 319, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jimmy Kimmel came back last night. I know, you didn't have to endure it. Good for you. Channel 8 is a Nexstar station, and they, along with the other Nexstar stations, along with the Sinclair stations around America, they all just...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Decided, you know what? At least for now, we are not going to be airing Kimmel. Good. I say that as someone who doesn't watch him anyway. So you can take my assessment of it, I suppose, with a grain of sand or salt or a pepper. I don't know, whatever granular thing you would like, but I did have to endure it for you, and I want you to take a listen, because here's what Kimmel did not do. He did not apologize to the Kirk family. He did not apologize about lying to the American people. He, well, frankly, just engaged in more of the same crapola that we have heard from him. And it indicates to me, at least as long as Disney endures him, his show, such as it is, will be the same. Which says to me as well, Sinclair and Nexstar are not going to start airing it anytime soon. So maybe you and I are safe. Maybe we're not going to have to watch him or listen to. Well, you're going to have to listen to him. This is almost an MSNBC moment. All right, Germ, look, I'm going to have to do it. Go. Let's start with a little Kimmel.
And maybe most of all, I want to thank the people who don't support my show and what I believe, but support my right to share those beliefs anyway. Or I never would have imagined. Like Ben Shapiro, Clay Travis, Candace Owens, Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul, even my old pal Ted Cruz, who, believe it or not, said something very beautiful on my behalf.
I hate what Jimmy Kimmel said. I am thrilled that he was fired.
Oh, wait, no, not that. The other part.
But let me tell you, if the government gets in the business of saying,
what you can't say.
What you, the media, have said, we're going to ban you from the airwaves if you don't say what we like. That will end up bad for conservatives.
I don't think I've ever said this before, but Ted Cruz is right.
Pause. Ted Cruz is right. It has nothing to do with Jimmy Kimmel, though. It has to do with what is, in fact, freedom of speech, what is, in fact, the First Amendment, and what is not. Despite the assorted left-wing claptrap we're hearing about how Kimmel was silenced for this, that, or the other, here's what the reality is. The reality is that Disney, after having had a certain degree of pressure from Nexstar and Sinclair, said, okay, we got to pump the brakes on this one. No viewers, no advertising, no audience. We don't have to go head first into the lake on this one. We can stand back and say, no, we're going to pause. Remember what Disney did not say. Disney never said that they had canceled Kimmel. They said that he was suspended. A suspension means you are gone for a period of time and then you come back. That's what has happened here. When there was any talk from anybody even remotely connected to an agency like the FCC, that's where it got problematic. Now, I understand exactly what the FCC chair was saying, and I don't disagree with it. I do think, however, given the manner in which the left for years has weaponized government, we as conservatives have to be very cautious. I'm not telling you to keep your mouth shut, quite the opposite. But I am saying certain people in certain roles need to steer away from certain things. Because otherwise this happens where leftists who are against the idea of true free speech for conservatives feel that they are somehow empowered. All right, I didn't mean to cut all of that off. All right, well, let's hear a little bit more from Kimmel.
All of us, including him. I mean, think about it. If Ted Cruz can't speak freely, then he can't cast spells on the Smurfs. Even though I don't agree with many of those people on most subjects, some of the things they say even make me want to throw up. It takes courage for them to speak out against this administration, and they did, and they deserve credit for it, and thanks. For telling your followers,
all right, that our FYI, they were not necessarily, quote, speaking out against this administration. They were speaking out, offering a perspective on some of the comments that came from a handful of people. Charlie Kirk will be, and I believe is at this very, very time, I believe he is to be seen as a martyr for the First Amendment. All that Charlie Kirk ever did as he went out was to say, hey, let's talk about this stuff. Leftists always want you to believe that's what they believe. It's not what they believe. They do believe that you and I are evil. They do believe that they have every right in the world to shut down any sort of dissent. You know who I feel sorry for? I feel sorry for guys like Howard Gutman. I was actually chatting with Howard yesterday. Howard may be Meshuggah on a number of issues, but Howard fundamentally is a really good guy. What Howard doesn't realize, and some of the older Democrats don't realize, is that their party is gone. All right, the party that Howard Gutman and his friends grew up with no longer Jay Jones, AOC, that's the party. But at some point, he's going to realize he's been benched. I bet for him. I really do. 328, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Afternoon, my buddy Bryce Reeves. We've got to put one down there, Germ. My buddy Bryce Reeves apparently jumping into the race for U.S. Senate against Mark Warner. That'll be great. Bryce is a rock solid guy. He's been a great member of the state Senate. I would happily vote for Bryce in that race. John Reed's going to be here at 4:35. We'll talk about his campaign, how it's shaken out. He's picked up some interesting endorsements over the last couple of days from Democrats. There's a whole brand new organization called Democrats for Reed. And I love that. You know, one of the things that John has done throughout the years, certainly when
he was here at News Radio WRVA, and then as the founding chairman of the Virginia Council, was to say, let's get out here, let's talk about real issues, and let's tell the truth. Now, you know, many, many, many years ago, my friend Glenn Beck created The Blaze. And Rob Eno is the head of the written division and a lot of the other stuff over there. Rob was actually somebody who started, just so you know, on my old morning radio show up in Boston. So I take credit for Rob. I did not in any way discover or recruit Julio Rosas to The Blaze, but I got to tell you something. Blaze Media is so fantastic anyway, and with Julio on board, you talk about a rock-solid reporter, this is great. So it all comes together because Julio is coming to town September the 30th for the Virginia Council, and I'm just thrilled to say that Julio is with us. Julio, welcome, my friend. Julio.
Yeah.
Ah, there you are, sir. All right. Number one, thank you for being here. And tell me a little bit about the reporting, because you have gotten such wonderful attention because of your honest reporting about what's going on with ICE and the response to ICE. So what is it that you have seen, and what are you sharing?
Well, I mean, it's what we're seeing just, you know, unfortunately, just this past month is not surprising to anybody who's been paying attention. The Democrats in general are obviously very, very enraged the fact that President Trump is back in office. They thought they were done with him after 2020.
Right.
And so now that he's back in power and he's actually, you know, following through on his campaign promises even more than the previous time, they're unhinged. I mean, there's no other word to describe it. And so, you know, a lot of the attacks that we're seeing that are being carried out are by the far left, but they're being supported by mainstream Democrats. I mean, the voting base wants violence. Axios reported about that just back in July, about how House Democrats were shocked at the demands from their voters about needing violence to stop Trump, because they think that not enough is being done to stop his agenda. So, you know, this recent shooting just this morning at an ICE facility in Dallas is just the latest example of this, like, legitimate insurrection from the left-wing part of the politics spectrum.
They have embraced the idea, Julio, that Trump is Hitler. Trump is an authoritarian. He's a dictator. It's going to be the last election. All of this stuff. Now, and that really emboldens and enables those left wing folks to say, well, you know, it's the old argument from philosophy class. If you go back in time and kill Hitler, wouldn't you do it? And there are many of them operating with that mindset, are they not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And It's really unfortunate, because while this shooter from today was not successful in taking out his intended targets, because he shot detainees, unfortunately Charlie Kirk was killed. And the reason why it's so personal for me is because I knew him, going back as far as 2014, and I was on his show a week before he was killed, and the last question that he asked me, and the last time I talked to him, was he asked me if I was concerned about the rise of transgender terrorism. And of course I said yes. We were talking about the shooting in Minneapolis a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so this isn't going to stop. This isn't going to stop until they are put down through, law enforcement investigations, arrests and convictions. That's the only way that this is going to stop, because they have no reason to stop in their minds, because immigration enforcement is going to continue full speed ahead. Trump is going to continue. They're possibly thinking about, J.D. Vance could be the next president, so we have to do things now to prevent that. So we are in very, very dangerous times. And anyone could see it, but as someone who's been covering the far left and their street activists since 2020, this is the natural conclusion to what they want to achieve.
I want to remind everybody, Julio Rosas is joining us. He is coming to town for the Virginia Council. It's going to be September the 30th. There are tickets available. TheVirginiaCouncil.org is where you go to get them. My suggestion, having been to every one of these events with the Virginia Council, is come early. There's a little VIP thing. Yeah, you can eat, but more importantly, have the chance to spend a few extra moments. Julio's book about what was happening in 2020, fiery but mostly peaceful. He's going to have copies of that available. So again, thevirginiacouncil.org is where you go to get the tickets. Julio, you talked about the natural progression. You did start out 2020. You're seeing this terrible violence across the country, and you are hearing legacy media say, well, fiery but mostly peaceful. You saw on the ground what was going on. Give everybody a reminder about that. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Really, how that plays into exactly where we are today.
So what I've been saying is that the vast networks that mobilize people, that enraged people enough to get out into the streets back in 2020, those networks never went away. Sure, some people got arrested, and you know, some people did end up in jail, but not nearly enough people were punished for what they did. All because, I mean, in some cases, it was impossible to arrest everybody because it was, you know, citywide.
That's right.
And so the networks have been reactivated. They kind of were active with fomenting unrest, with, you know, protesting for Gaza and Palestine against Israel. Yeah. But that issue is not nearly as close as to home as when it comes to immigration and cracking down on illegal aliens that are here in the country. So that's why there was more violence, and there's been more attacks related to that than, let's say, with Israel and Gaza. So that's why it's significant that President Trump is designating Antifa as a terrorist organization, because that is supposed to help give more tools to law enforcement to actually not just go after the people, but, like I said, the networks. Mm-hmm. The networks and the money is still flowing. And, I mean, that much is obvious. And I would just say that, you know, not every single person that's at one of these things is being paid, because believe me, they don't need to be paid to be out there, because they truly believe that, you know, we're quote unquote under a fascist dictatorship. But right. But there is money in the organizing. There is money in the supplying of these people. So it remains to be seen exactly, you know, how far and how deep those investigations are going to pan out. Yep. But it's a start. It's a start. It should have happened a while ago, you know, but it's happening now, and it's going to take time, unfortunately, because, you know, you don't want to just present these cases that aren't sealed tight, because they are effective. You know, Antifa is effective at being decentralized and making it hard for law enforcement to connect the dots to their organization and planning and execution of those plans. So, It's going to take a bit of time to get to effectively, you know, crush this violent movement.
What do you make of the assertion by those on the left that Julio, the rest of you, man, you just don't get it. Antifa's not a group; it's an idea. That's pretty far from the truth, isn't it?
What I like to say with that is, well, right, the reason why there's an ideology behind it is because there's people who believe in it, and there's people who act on that. So ideas just don't exist just out, you know, out in the open and out in the time and space. It's the reason why that there is people out there causing chaos, attacking ICE officers, shooting at ICE officers, or, you know, or in this case, accidentally shooting the people that they want to quote unquote save. Mm-hmm. But it's because there is organization behind it. And I always say, you know, because they say, well, people always say, well, show me a headquarters, you know, right. Show me the leader, right. The leader of it. It was like, well, first of all, you just look at when police bust theft rings. They go after it as a group, even though that group doesn't have business cards, doesn't have membership cards. You know, you don't need to be part of a quote unquote group that's, you know, that's an LLC registered in a state to go be after for criminal charges. I mean,
that's right.
Criminal enterprises are not legal. That's why they're criminal to begin
that's
with.
Right.
But and yet there's task forces, there's organization, you know, there's federal law enforcement agencies that are dedicated to tackling those informal groups. And Antifa is an informal group, and it's by design. Like I said, they do that on purpose. But I mean, it's just liberals purposefully acting like they have no idea how things work in the world, and that makes arguing with them difficult because they're purposefully being obtuse. That's all it is. They know that these things exist, but they just want to act like, oh, well, you know, it's just not a thing. But I've seen it for myself. I saw it 5 years ago. I'm seeing it again. I'm going, you know, I'm going back to Chicago to, because they're going to probably attack the field office, the ICE field office over there again this weekend. And it's, and I know to go there because there are people organizing to do it. So it's just, the whole thing is ridiculous. It's very frustrating, but I have to remind myself, oh, that's right. They're purposefully playing dumb. So, you know, I can't get upset at that because, you know, there's no point, but all I can do is just continuing the reporting.
Well, the reporting is great, and I'm trying to imagine, and we'll get into it more on Tuesday when you're here for the Virginia Council, but I'm trying to imagine how frustrating it must be for someone like you who not only has served this nation, Marine Reserve and what have you, but as a real legitimate reporter. And as you point out, spending time with Charlie Kirk a week before he's slaughtered in front of all of us. I mean, just it's just such a brutal attack. You said a couple of moments ago that it's difficult, if not impossible, to argue with them because they're obtuse. I mean, one of the things that Charlie talked about the entire time that he was in public life was having a conversation, having a discussion. The whole idea of prove me wrong was, look, here's what I believe and here's why I believe it. By all means, you disagree with me, you get to the front of the line, you tell me what it is that you believe. But you are seeing, if I understand it, there is no desire on the side of the left to have a discussion. It is simply about silencing people on the right.
Exactly. And that's why I think on the Republican side of things, who are saying, well, we need to have more unity. Yeah. We need to have, you know, we need to come together. And I'm just thinking, they don't want that. And they proved it by shooting Charlie. And I'm not trying to say that Charlie was wrong in his attempt to do that. I think it was the correct approach, but clearly the other side doesn't want to talk. And that's what makes it so dangerous. And even Charlie said so himself, right? He says that when we stop talking to each other, that's when things get dangerous. Yeah. So I think more than ever, we just need to be strengthened in our resolve to see the you know, to take on the parts of the Democratic Party, which is unfortunately quite large, that only want to do violence. And that needs to be taken care of. That needs to be taken care of through cracking down on their ability to wage battles against. I mean, they're shooting at us. That's the greatest. Right. Like, they're shooting at us. You know, my friend Cam Higby, you know, he's doing his own version of, you know, the college tour. Yep. He got chased out of an HBCU just yesterday. You know, there was like almost a mini riot, and all it is like, hey, you know, this is what we believe. And then, you know, then the university falsely claimed, oh, our students were acting professional, and they were fine. When clearly that wasn't the case. So, right. but this is the environment that we're in, and people really need to understand that this is what we're facing, and we can't have weak-kneed Republicans just say, oh, well, let's just hold hands and sing Kumbaya, because if we do that, they're going to shoot us while we're singing. Again, so I don't. It's very sad that this is where we are.
Yep.
In the country. But if we can't, if some of people on our side can't acknowledge that's where we are, then there's no hope in actually trying to solve the issue.
What a great observation! That is tremendous insight, Julio. If we cannot be honest and acknowledge that there's evil in the world. That is part of this. There is evil in the world. Those of us who have served one way or the other, whether it's the military in your case, as a cop in my case, you know that people are capable of some of the most depraved, awful behavior. And as a decent person, you really don't want your family to know. You kind of want your family to live a little bit of a bubble. You know, you want them to be safe, to be sure, but you'd think they don't have to know what everyone is capable of. But at this point, when we watch this brutal murder of Charlie, and everybody watched it seems, there's no hiding it anymore, right? It is right there. Now, you can choose to ignore it, in which case you become an ostrich. But if you don't acknowledge it, you're kind of part of the problem.
Yeah, and I'll be talking about exactly what steps need to be taken at the Virginia Council's event next week. I hope people show up and attend because, yeah, I mean, that's why I like field reporting.
Yep.
Is because anybody can just spout off from their home, or you know, in media's case, in the studios. And again, Charlie was good. He could have just done that. He built his career enough to just do the conferences, just do a show, and you know, maybe appear every once in a while for donors. But he knew that the battle, the difference is made out in the field, and so because that's what you get a real sense of things for how things are, and that's why I like it for myself, because I can actually see what the environment is where major stories are taking place. I've always wanted to do that. And so, you know, thankfully more than ever, I've been pretty busy this past summer. My dog isn't too happy with me because I have to leave her behind. But it's just my main message to people is really like, look, they try to take out President Trump twice.
Yes.
They failed. And so now they're moving on to easier targets. Unfortunately, Charlie was, they were successful with Charlie, but they're not, it's not the last. Right.
Right.
And so I understand, this is not to say that we need to hide.
Yeah.
But just be hyper vigilant, be hyper aware, because people are just crazy.
Well, Julio, number one, I appreciate you making some time for us this afternoon. I am so excited about seeing you on Tuesday. The Virginia Council, the virginiacouncil.org is where people need to go get their tickets. Again, I would urge everyone, get that. I think they actually call it a VIP package. It's a couple of dollars more than the general admission, but it is a lot of good quality time with everybody behind the scenes. The food is wonderful, but don't come for the food. Come for the experience, in my opinion. And just go to thevirginiacouncil.org, thevirginiacouncil.org. Julio, I will tell you, the location for this is a great place. I've been there many times. And again, I'm looking forward just to shaking your hand and helping to facilitate this conversation. Be safe if you are shipping out to Chicago for the weekend, because we're counting on you with a tremendous show on Tuesday right here in Central Virginia.
I plan on it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That is Julio Rosas from the Blaze Media. Great, great field reporter. He is covering right now all of the situations involving ICE. And he will be here at the Virginia Council event on Tuesday. And guess what? I have been asked if I can kind of participate a little bit, move everything along, ask a couple of questions. So I said, yes, I love the Virginia Council. Go and get your tickets, thevirginiacouncil.org. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.